Thank you, everyone, for coming tonight. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the chance to stand in front of you to tell you something about God Himself. Thank you for the elders of this congregation for allowing me to stand in front of you, because without them, I cannot stand here. The lesson tonight will be short, and it will be about... When you put things together, sometimes you forget them. Okay, the lesson tonight will be short. I just want to thank everyone who participated in singing and reading scriptures. You did a wonderful job. This is what we have to do anytime we come here to serve our King, which is our theme for all this year. Our job is to serve Him, to do what we can do to promote the gospel of His Son, Christ. Tonight I see some visitors. Thank you for coming. And I would like you to hear this message. And when you leave this place, please come back again, because we need you. Because we need you can be the messenger who can keep, who can promote, or who can tell all the people who are not here about what we teach here. So, tonight we'll be talking about Thanksgiving. I know in this country, on the fourth week of each November of every year, we have what we call in this country Thanksgiving. On Thanksgiving, that's the day, from my experience, I see that some people calling on the name of God. But they can go all year, they don't say anything about God, but on that Thanksgiving day, people will come out, thank you, Lord, for what you have done for us. They call Thanksgiving almost all day, because what God did to them helped them in their lives, in everything, which is good. I don't refuse that. Let me read Psalm 9, 1 through 2. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all my wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High. And then also, I'm going to read 1 Thessalonians that Brother Floyd read to us. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the way of God in Christ Jesus for you. In our hymn book, song number 10, I've never heard her sing that song, but when I was doing my research for this lesson, I went and found it. It is a song which I like, because it is related to what I'm saying tonight. We thank thee, Lord. That's the name of the song. We thank thee, Lord. Song number 10. If you can look in book, maybe that can give you an idea. I'm going to read it. For all the blessings of the year, for all the friends we hold so dear, for peace on earth, both far and near, for life and health, those common things which every day and hours bring for home where our affection clings. For love of thine, which never tires, which our better thought inspires and warms our lives with heavenly fires. Thanksgiving is not a one-day business, but continuous and repeatable action. Every day when we wake up, we need to say thanks to the Lord for just creating us, for just giving us the chance to get up in the morning. Because you don't know when you go to bed tonight, when you sleep, if you'll be able to get up tomorrow. Or if you get up tomorrow, you don't know if you'll be strong, in good health. You don't know. Something can happen. We can be here like we are now, and then tomorrow you might hear, oh, you know what? Something fell and got sick, or something got hit by a car. Things happen like that. So this is the reason when we talk about Thanksgiving, It's not just about material, about food, about, you know, whatever we have. It is about recognizing God for what He has done for us. Recognizing God for creating us, for giving us a chance to be on this earth. It can be sometimes easy, it can be sometimes difficult, but whatever it is, we always need to thank God because He is our God. He is creating. He created us. So, I try to put this in the context of prayer of thanksgiving for God's people. When I'm talking about God's people, I'm talking about us Christians here in this congregation here. We are God's people. In everything we try to do, we are not perfect. But we try to do our best to imitate Christ, Son of God. We try to do our best to live in a good life, the life God wants us to do. We try to do our best to be example to other people. Sometimes other people might feel that we are arrogant, we are trying to show off, which is not true. We try to do ourselves to be good example, to be good heroes to our children, like we are here, because our children can follow us. This is the reason, see, when I put those songs, I put some song about, like, I'm happy today. Why are you happy today? Because of Jesus, right? Why are you happy today? Why are you singing today? So those kind of songs help us think. Because sometimes when we sing here in morning or in evening, we need sometimes to understand the meaning of what we are singing, the concept of what we are singing. The melody is good. He excited us to sing, but most of the time I want to see what are they saying? Why are they saying this? This is the reason when I found this song here, I found it was necessary for me to read to you. The song, for example, Count Your Blessing. That song, when you sing it, what do you think about it? You think about God, about what He has done for us. What God has done for us is not a place to sleep or children. God created us to serve Him, like Brother Dixon was preaching this morning, to serve our King. That's our purpose on this earth. We are not here to show off to other people that we are Christian. No. We are not here to be quiet. No. We are here to serve the Lord. When you serve the Lord, you try to apply what He has asked you to do. You try to follow His instruction. Because by following His instruction, you'll be okay one day. For all blessing of a year, we thank our Father and Almighty through our prayers. That's essential. Sometimes, I have a habit when I wake up in the morning, I pray. And then, it became an habit. Every morning when I pray, before I touch anything, I think about prayer. Even if I forget, I say, oh, do this first. When I go to sleep, I have a tendency to pray. Even when I stay late, you know, since I'm not working anymore, I stay late. For me to catch up, you know, my sleep. Even when I stay late, I pray because I know that God is the one who can help me. I know that God is the one who can put me in a good direction. God is the one who can give me good advice. We have elders and deacons in this congregation, especially our elders. They are very, very specific. Good people. They can help us in enemy. That's the reason sometimes I say, let's think about them. Let's say thanks to them. One day, when you are bored, you don't have anything to do, send them a card. Say, Brother Lindsay, Brother Phillips, I admire your work here. Because they are human beings, we have to bring them up too. Our job in this congregation is to bring one another up, support one another. But we don't just let them, okay, that's his job as elders. That's his job as head. But we don't know. We know that they are human beings. They're not perfect. Brother Dixon preaches every Sunday. If you send him a card, for example, to say, thank you, Brother Dixon, for all you've been doing. Thank you for listening today. That will encourage him to keep doing resources, to keep teaching. But if we just come here, we do things as a routine. That means, I know I'm going to come here, we sing, and then after that I go home. That's not important. I blame myself. We have been in a group meeting. I was talking to Brother Jason. I said, sometimes when we send, you know, cards to visitors, we need to think also about people here. I give one example about elders, for example. I said, let's think about them because they are really doing a difficult job we don't know because we are not that position. Brother Dixon, preaching is not anything. It took me almost all week to prepare for this lesson, which is a short lesson. But can you imagine someone who does that every week? What time is it consumed to him? So let's always thank people for a good job they are doing, because thanking someone brings someone up. When someone do good job at school, your children, for example, they come to show you card. They say, oh, good job, you did great, thank you, you did a good job. How do you think the children think? Dad and mom, they are behind me. But if they come, they show the card, he didn't do anything. What do you think they are going to do? You are going to let them down. So we need to do all these things. So a prayer of thanksgiving for God's people is a communication with God to express our gratitude for his blessings, grace, love, and the sacrifice of his son, Jesus Christ, who died for our freedom. Christ, Son of God, came on this earth. He was perfect, but he sacrificed his life for us. Do you have to say thank you to God for sending him here? You have to. It's not just food. When we need food, so God helped me to get food. I'm suffering. I'm hungry. No. Think about what is important in life. Christ and food, what is important? Christ first. Food will come if you think you believe in Christ. So we need to be able to always appreciate by thanking God for many things he has done for us. If I ask you about what God did to you, how can you say thank? There are too many things to say thank you, Lord. Many things to say. And then if you start calling them one by one, like we do our counting, our blessing one by one, you are going to find that you cannot finish them. This is what you have to follow. So, in all our prayers, we give thanks to God and we acknowledge his constant presence, mercy, ongoing guidance, and glory. That's what we do. We don't just praise God for nothing. Because we know God did a lot. God is our objective when we are meeting here. We cannot come here for no reason. We come here because we are coming to praise, to honor our God. Why we are honoring him? Because he is our creator. He created us. Without him, we cannot exist. So this is the reason we need to give thanksgiving. Yeah. On the 27th of this November, we are going to celebrate Thanksgiving. Most of the time we talk about food, I think. We talk about food because thank you. And then some people, what I don't really like is someone who wants to get drunk and they say, thank you Lord for giving me this drink. What is the importance on that? Nothing. Nothing. There's no importance on that. But when you say thanks Lord for, first of all, keeping you alive, that's very, very important. Thank you for Lord. Thank you Lord for making us who we are. Thank you Lord for getting up this morning. Thank you Lord for letting me drive home safely. That's very essential. So, I say that we acknowledge his constant presence, mercy, ongoing guidance and glory. His goodness, gratitude for all the blessings such as gift of life, and the strength to live it. That's the main reason we have to say thanks to Lord. That's what we call Thanksgiving. Don't take me wrong when I'm talking about Thanksgiving. We celebrate like on 27th. That's good. That's a good point. What we call in French, point de départ. Good point of starting. But we have to have something coming behind it. On that day, we are going to celebrate. Are we going to keep us for 2 days, 3 days, 1 week, 1 month, 1 year? Because to me, it is only one time we do that a year. And then after that, people forget about it. They wait until next November. Whatever, 4th of November is for Thanksgiving, celebrate that. That's not what we need. We thank God for his gifts, like faith and eternal life through Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ is the number one for our lives on this earth. Without Jesus Christ, I don't know if we'll be here. We are sinners. We did wrong things. But God felt that I need to help them to have a good life. Forgive them for what they did. Do we give God thank you for that? Do we thank God for that? We don't thank God only when we say, I need to have a car tomorrow, and then tomorrow we have a car. So, thank you, God, I got the car. No. That might be a coincidence. Thank God for everything you are doing. And then God has his own time to give you what you want. Don't thank God because you want something right away, or you get something right away. Thank God because he's your Father, he's your Creator, he created you, he's the one who gives you life. That's what counts for me. When I thank God, because without him, I won't be here. I can thank God for many things. For example, I say, well, I was born back in Africa, in poor family. I don't know how I got here. That's, to me, that's special. Because where I got here, sometimes I cannot believe it. It was not because my father was rich, my mom was rich. It was because I met good people. Being friends with them, they think, you know, Jembe, we can do something for you. That's why I got in this country. It's not, you know, I was looking every day and saying, okay, who's going to take me to USA? No. But I'm thankful for that. But even if I give them thanks, Almighty God is one who changed their mind or who make them do what they did. I was giving thanks to them and to God. The first thanks I give is to Lord, because he's the one who changed their mind. Because if Lord didn't change their mind, they could not bring me here. They could not bring me here. So that's the reason in this congregation when we are here, let's try to love one another, say thanks to one another. When someone is hurt, he recovers, let's say thank you, Lord, for bringing him or her here. Because we need to work together. That's what we need in our lives. You cannot overcome problems by yourself. In good times and bad times, always remember God. Thank him always, because he's the one who controls everything. Don't thank God only when you are happy. Thank God when you are suffering. God will remember that. God will help you. This is the reason I like the congregation, because sometimes the elders will bring us one day here just to sing and pray for those who are sick. But why we do that? Because we know that our only solution is from God. He's the only one who can bring us together to do that. The elders, they are here to help us to do that. So when we do that together, and then we put our hearts in prayers in everything we do, God will listen to us. That's the thanksgiving I like us to have. That's the thanksgiving I want us to always think in our mind. Always say thank you to Lord when you wake up. Let me go to my second page. We thank God for the people in our lives. I said that already. Our family, our friends, all my brothers and sisters here, we are family. I thank God for you are there. Because I know if I'm in trouble, you are going to support me. You are going to help me. I'm not asking you to do anything. But you know, Jembe, why we don't see Jembe today in the congregation? What happened to him? Someone is going to pray for me. That prayer is going to help. That's the reason we pray all the time about our friends, our sisters and brothers who are sick. Because we need them here. We need to work together. Because we know that, like they say in French, l'union fait la force, unity is power. When you work together, you succeed. But when you got to work individually, most of the time you do what? You fail. So that's the reason we need to work together and say thank you to one another, support one another. We have our visitors here. We need to thank them for coming here. Because when they are here, when they leave this place, whatever we say here, they are going to talk to someone else. When they talk to someone else will say, oh, maybe I need to go there one day. That's how we grow. That's how we work together. We thank God for providing us with food. That's general. Food, God helps us with food, drink, everything. And place to sleep, that's, we know that already. But when we are in trouble and difficulties and help, and God helps us, we thank Him for the lesson. You know, when you are troubled, you go through everything you can go, and at the end you succeed, you say, oh, I have a good lesson. I've learned a good lesson. What do you do first? You thank God for making you get out of that trouble, difficulty we have. So this is what we have to do over time. We ask God to help us to remain faithful, thankful, to live in a way that honors Him, and to share His love with others. That's what we have to do. That's what we have to do. I'm not going to make a long speech. I'm going to make it short. But before we do that, and before we sing invitation song, let's pray. Heavenly Father, with our hearts full of gratitude, we come before You to thank You for the gift of life, for every breath, and for the daily strength You provide us. Thank You for the gift of Your Son we share with our beloved Christians and all the loved ones with us this evening, our visitors. We are grateful for Your unwavering love, Your grace that forgives, and Your mercy that renews us. Thank You for our elders, Brother Lindsay and Phillips. You have chosen this congregation to lead us whenever we meet here to worship You and learn how to grow in a spiritual way. Please bless them and their families. Please bless and be with Brother Dixon, Your servant who teaches us Your word every Sunday. Please bless him and his family. Please bless and be with all our members in this congregation and guide us to follow wise instruction to grow even in difficult times. Please bless us. Bless our visitors who come here to hear the gospel of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, please teach us to live with a spirit of thankfulness and to bring honor to Your name and to Your name and the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, the lesson is yours. We are not perfect. We are human beings. Even if the lesson was about Thanksgiving, we need to be close to God. We are not going to be 100% like God, like Jesus, but we are going to be trying to get closer to Him. God doesn't love sinners. He hates that. So tonight, if you see that you have committed sin somewhere and you need help from congregation, we got elders, we got a preacher. They can help with you and see if that can help you in future. So, before we sing, I want again to say thank you to the elders for allowing me to be in front of you. Thank you for my fellow sisters and brothers for being here to listen to the word, because this is a good encouragement to all of us, to all of us. We don't know what can happen tomorrow. We don't know what can happen now. But in everything we do, we need to be thankful to God, because He's our God, He's our Creator. Can you come here as we stand and sing the song of invitation, please?